The World View in 5 minutes.
It's Thursday, February 18th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. 40 Days for Life started February 10th, and already 59 lives have been saved. The organization claims 675,000 volunteers in 607 cities around America. 40 Days for Life President Sean Carney told The World View that they have been especially effective at persuading abortion mill workers to resign from their positions.
127 abortion facility and Planned Parenthood workers have a change of heart, have a conversion. And we had one Planned Parenthood manager who had a change of heart, left her job, and then ended up leading the peaceful 40 Days for Life vigil outside of her former workplace.
American conservatives and Republicans are loving Donald Trump. Right now, anyway, his support has surged to a 2-1 national lead over the rest of the candidates seeking the Republican nomination. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are in a virtual tie, according to the most recent Quinnipiac University poll. The latest Morris News Service poll finds Trump has captured 33% of the evangelical vote in South Carolina. Senator Ted Cruz gets 23% and Senator Marco Rubio 15%. Donald Trump is threatening to sue Senator Ted Cruz again, this time for a political ad that challenges Trump's position on abortion. The ad quotes Donald Trump referring to himself as, quote, very pro-choice, unquote.
I am pro-choice in every respect.
Italy is the last of the major Western nations to accept homosexual unions. Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi is pushing for a law that would recognize homosexual unions against opposition from the Roman Catholic Church. The legislation will withhold adoption rights for now. Recent polls indicate that 70% of Italians support the measure. Turkey sustained a serious terrorist attack at the capital city yesterday, killing at least 28 people and wounding scores more. Over the last 5 years, this Islamic country has been the victim of many terrorist attacks, taking more than 500 lives. Romans 3 says, "Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Al-Qaeda terrorist Ibrahim al-Qosi was released by the Obama administration from Guantanamo Bay 3 years ago. The word was that he would return to his native Sudan to live a life of peace henceforth. Now, 3 years later, he's back as a senior Al-Qaeda jihadist, appearing in several propaganda videos, according to Fox News. Walmart did not extend benefits to homosexual couples until 2014. Now, a lesbian couple is suing the retail giant for failing to provide medical insurance in 2012 when the, quote, spouse, unquote, of the employee contracted cancer. The discrimination lawsuit will have strong implications on all companies that hire homosexuals in the future. Controversy is brewing in the gospel music industry as a gospel singer contributes to a blasphemous album containing profanity and a whole lot of cursing. Kirk Franklin is defending his work with Kanye West, a popular musician known for such songs as I Am a God, Drunk and Hot Girls, Hold My Liquor, and Jesus Walks. Kirk Franklin is committed to standing by West and his profane work. The gospel singer is asking detractors, who are we to pass judgment? Jude reminds us, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. How they told you that there would be mockers in the last time, who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons, who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. Filipino boxing champion Manny Pacquiao called homosexuals worse than animals, and then later apologized for the comment. He clarified his statement, saying, quote, I rather obey the Lord's command than obey the desires of the flesh. I'm not condemning anyone. But I'm just telling the truth of what the Bible says. The truth from the Bible is what changed me from my old ways. Unquote. The boxers cited 1 Corinthians 6:9, which asks, do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men. Nike canceled its sponsorship ties with the professional boxer for his comments. Here's a philanthropist that loves history and wants to preserve historical monuments for posterity. David Rubenstein just donated $18.5 million to restore the Lincoln Memorial on the Washington Mall. Several years ago, he gave another $7.5 million to restore the Washington Monument and $12 million to restore a memorial to Civil War General Robert E. Lee. CNN reports that Rubenstein has also purchased rare copies of the Magna Carta and a Puritan psalmbook. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, February 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.